Hi, you guys. You are live from the ECB Sports and Leisure Kitchen, where Scott and I are baking cookies for our favorite guests this year, and we're shipping them out Santa's Workshop style.
Yep. I'm doing the wrapping. Set it right here.
These are tiny cinnamon muffins. Tiny cinnamon muffins with a little bit of banana. Oh, these are going to be good. Who do you want to send? I know who we send them to. Carl Tart. Oh, he was so good in 2018. He played
LeVar Ball.
And he was homeschooling his youngest boy,
LaMelo Ball.
And he created all these fake videos that he teaches history and et cetera, various subjects to his kids that were so funny.
Yeah, it was basically the idea was that this is a homeschool that was run by LeVar Ball. So LeVar Ball was the principal and the teacher of homeschooling his kids. And he would make these videos to show his kids of history.
Yeah, LeVar Ball is a classic character in basketball right now, and it's such a funny take.
Here, sign this card.
Oh, cool. Tiny card for the tiny canister. Give him a Lakers canister for, like, the decorative canister that we put the cookies in.
There you go.
Very good. Okay. I think he's a Laker fan.
Now, what are these videos here? These are just, like, says history videos.
Oh, yes, those are the teaching videos. That
Korean War. Mm-hmm. One says Korean War. One says Vietnam War. So absolutely, these are lessons that you would give your son?
Yes. You know how Ken Burns makes documentaries?
Yeah.
I make them too.
Oh, you make your own. You don't buy public television.
Big Baller Brand documentaries starring LeVar Ball. I give these to my son when he's traveling so he can watch them and still learn.
So here's World War II. Can we pop in?
Absolutely, put it in.
World War II?
Oh, look, it's a good entertainment center at the school. Yeah, that's absolutely a nice big TV.
I just got this on
Black
Friday.
Where's the remote? Do you have a remote, or I just push this?
I'll give you the big baller remote.
Oh, this is big.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. Baller.
BBB on the remote.
Look, you can control the parquet floor. You can control the pool.
Absolutely.
You can control the roof.
What does
the roof do?
Huh?
What's your roof do?
Retracts, like University of Phoenix Stadium.
Okay. Right, I'm going to push play here.
You ready?
Yep.
Was this World War II?
World War II video, it says?
I don't know. I like the music.
Konnichiwa. It is me, Principal Father LeVar. This installment will be about World War II. The First World War. Because we all know that number one is trash. And you pass number one to be number two. Like your brother, Lonzo Ball, number two, Los Angeles Lakers. World War II started in 1945. At that point, Hitler was running around town, being all crazy, not knowing what he was talking about, had a weird mustache, a weird haircut, not knowing what he was talking about. Just running around, spitting all kinds of nonsense, blowing people up and stuff like that.
I'm going to pause it. Is it okay?
Yeah. How you liking it? Y'all learning a lot?
You obviously made that yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your expertise in World War II is from where? Like, did you go to school to learn your facts?
Yes, I went to many colleges.
Okay.
I started at West LA College in Culver City.
Okay.
Then I went to Cal State LA in downtown. And then I transferred all the way up to Washington State and made it a Big Baller Brand University all the way up to Pullman.
I'm almost afraid to ask. Can we watch the 9/11 one?
Absolutely.
I'm curious to see what the lesson is. Unless you don't want to, Scott.
I'd love to see his interpretation of the events.
This is Ken Burns.
This isn't just
LeVar Ball's 9/11.
LeVar Ball's 9/11. Okay, I'll put it in, I guess.
Konnichiwa. This is 9/11. This happened on September 11, 2001. That was a couple months after your brother LiAngelo was born. LaMelo, I'm sorry I get your names mixed up. That is a couple months after your brother LaMelo was born, who was born in August of 2001. Now, what happened was, you go to the airport, and you ain't nobody got to go through security yet. And these crazy people running all around, talking all kinds of mess, get on the plane, and they got a bunch of box cutters with them. And I say, what you cutting boxes for on the plane? You got to put the boxes under the plane. Then they get on the plane, and they start talking all this kind of crazy mess. and they own this plane, and then they start cutting people up, and the planes go right into the Century 21, the bottom of the World Trade Center.
I'm going to pause it right here.
Yeah.
That was, for some reason, better. I don't know why, because you didn't get the dates wrong. Mm-hmm. You did get the dates right.
Go ahead. Pick a tape from this one.
Well, there was one that says math.
Math. Yeah. Oh, I got you right now. You want it? You ready for it?
Yeah.
Put for it in.
I guess it's junior math, or is this from
this
freshman
This is senior
year?
Math. This is
oh,
math.
He hasn't taken this
no,
yet?
No, not yet. This is math analysis.
Math analysis. I thought all math was analysis. Well, I guess
pre-calc,
I don't know.
Pre-calc.
Okay. Okay. You go ahead. I don't want to touch anything.
Here we go.
Launch a nuclear
math.
Konnichiwa. This is math. Where did math start? All these Chinese people were running around talking a whole bunch of mess and nonsense, not knowing what they was talking about. And they started fiddling around with all these numbers. What's the first number of the number bet? That's alpha. You got alphabet and they got the number bet. What's the first number of the number bet? 2. Like your brother, Zoe 2. Of the Los Angeles Lakers. Lonzo Ball, baby. The best Laker to ever touch a gold and purple uniform. Anyway, back to China and math.
All right, I'm going to pause that.
Mm-hmm.
That's dangerous because that's misleading.
Like what?
To say 2 is the first number, like you could argue it's 0, could argue it's 1, but I don't think I've ever heard anyone say 2.
What about this video, the JFK assassination?
Oh, you want to watch that one?
Can you play this one?
That was one of my favorites.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
I can't imagine. I know the first word of it. Oh, I like the music.
Konnichiwa. This is the JFK assassination. One day, John F. Kennedy was riding in a car around Dallas talking all kinds of mess and nonsense. And he didn't know what he was talking about. And this dude was standing up in a building. He was trying to shoot at this man who had an umbrella on the side of the road. And he missed him. Now, nobody knows why he got that umbrella. It was a sunshiny day that day. And this man just got a random umbrella on the side. And the other man in the building was trying to shoot him, and he missed. And he hit John F. Kennedy. And his head went all over the place. It was nasty.
All right, I'm going to stop you right there.
Uh-huh.
Hold on, I have homemade Chicago mix.
Chicago mix?
Caramel corn, cheese corn, and regular corn mixed together for Chicago mix.
Is that similar to like a Denver omelet? It's like its own thing. People know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Chicago mixed popcorn. And that's going to Ron Livingston.
Ron Livingston. We love Ron. He's the king of, maybe the king, one of the kings of subtlety.
He's so dry. So dry. So smart. So funny. And he's been with us since Bear Down days.
Yeah.
He came on our show like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been a real supporter. Big friend of the show. And that's why you're getting the Chicago mix, Ron. And this year,
yeah, we're going to send him a Chicago mix T-shirt.
Yep. Yep.
With his name on the back. Look at that.
Because he grew up in Iowa, but roots for Chicago team. So we consider him a Chicagoan. But Ron this year played Walter Bates, who was a Quiz Bowl coach at some high school.
Canyon Crest Academy.
Yeah, very good. And he played it kind of like Friday Night style, really intense coach.
Friday Night Lights.
That's it. Anyways, hold on. What's his address? Okay, we won't say his address.
I printed out the addresses on these little stickers. Yeah. You don't need to rewrite. You keep rewriting everything. These stickers come off. Look.
And he's on a great show, Louder Milk.
Yeah.
Check that out on Audience. I actually have
Audience.
Did you know Audience is a network?
Yeah, I know it because we're on. I was just.
Yeah. It's obscure. It's a crazy landscape in media, isn't it?
Louder Milk, watch it.
I mean, what the fuck was that? Huh?
He's really mad.
Jesus Christ! You call that astronomy?
That was like, they must have lost. They must have told.
They got a really high score in astronomy. It wasn't perfect, but it was very high.
I'm so disappointed in you, Dan.
Coach, you put me out there for math and
Get the fuck out of my sight! Get out of here!
He just threw a laptop at that kid. Smashed a laptop on the wall.
Sir, my mom picks me up in like 5 minutes.
Shut up! Sit down, you're not going fucking anywhere! Now listen to me. We won that match by 30 points. That is not enough!
He's saying they won. I thought, I know, it sounds like they lost.
He's like,
you are Canyon Crest Academy! Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
I want to see better. I want to see more. I want to see... All right.
He's grabbing the kid's nuts.
Come here. Get over here. Get over here. Sit down.
Should we do something about...
We should probably let him know.
Give him...
Here.
Bring me the periodic table.
Hey, man. Just saying hi.
Just so you know we're here, coach.
Yeah. Hello?
Just so you know we're here for your own...
Yeah, I don't want you to think that you're not being recorded. Or we're not filming.
Excuse me one second.
We're recording, though.
Hi, can I help you?
Scott and Matt. We're from UCB Sports.
We emailed you a couple times.
Do the follow-up interview. I wasn't able to make the earlier interviews. This was the only time I could be here. Okay. And Scott said, let's do it then. I guess I got to ask you, why did you grab that boy by his sack? Or was it just his shorts? It looked like from our angle.
Testicles is a technical term.
I don't think that... I don't think you guys saw what you thought you saw. But I will say that, you know... The coach, knowledge quiz mathlete relationship it goes deep. You understand? Mm-hmm. It goes deep.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Doesn't sound like you didn't grab his nuts. I mean,
again,
when you say that.
Again, there's really no evidence of that. And,
well, there's. Audio, certainly.
And witnesses.
Me and Scott saying it in the moment. And then there's 20 kids who might have seen it.
That's...
I guess you were not worried about them saying anything.
I think you guys are just barking up. You're trying to make something out of nothing.
We're not.
Would you be open to us offering the kids a voluntary drug test?
What?
Would you? Me and Matt, just as journalists, we've been doing...
There's been rumors that you... Well, let me just ask you, would you have your competitors take smart drugs, these drugs that make you more alert?
No.
Access more of your neural network?
No.
You would never allow your kids to use these drugs if it gave you an edge in competition?
Never.
Never. If they were, let's say hypothetically, they were legal inside high school competitions, quiz bowl competitions, would you then allow them?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And... I do want to point out for the record that you know, it's on a HIPAA regulations make it you can't give the kids drug tests. That's not allowed.
It's good. Okay. Well, we
you understand?
Then we can't. Yeah.
It's not fair to the kids. Those are their medical records and that they're minors.
What do you want me to do with these bags of urine?
You brought bags of urine?
I'm just saying we already got the. I got six of the kids to pee in these sacks.
Oh, you did. I thought we were going to ask his permission.
We are going to ask his permission, like we are right now.
Let me see those.
This is...
And bags of urine.
Whose are these?
This is Billy's.
Don't tell him any names. God,
this is McClinton.
They're going to be retribution.
I'm going to take this. I'm sorry. You're not supposed to have this.
This is Ricky Fowler's.
Yeah, you can have that one. Take that one.
Oh, you must not be a good athlete or a good scorer.
Who else you got?
Teddy Plinton.
No, give me that.
Ooh, Ranjita. You got Ranjita. That's his superstar.
Give me that.
Don't give him the piss bags.
Ow! It just exploded.
Ugh.
Gross.
Covered in pee.
Ugh. It's not easy to get a female to pee in a bag.
I'm going to have to ask you guys to leave.
No problem. This is gross in here.
Watch out. These are kolachkis. These Polish cookies with the jelly in the middle.
Just throw these in the sack.
Let me dance. No. I'm going to dance a little powdered sugar on top of these because they're going to one of my favorite guests in 2018, Scott.
Lorraine Newman.
Yeah, that was a get. You met her and you roped her into our show.
She worked on Dice. Ugh. She was. She played Natasha Leggero's mom on Dice. She was super funny.
And a founder of the Groundlings. So we had like a weird like, oh my God, you started a theater. I started a theater moment. Yeah. She was a great improviser. Man, was she good.
Well, she's an original SNL cast member, of which course. Is like the hugest.
Yeah. This was one of my highlights. I was a little starstruck meeting her because she is what I would consider to be a legend in comedy.
And the way we do this sometimes, someone will come in like Lorraine and we'll be like, okay, what do you know a lot about? What are you like sort of an expert in? And then we'll sort of like build a idea
around
it. Yeah.
That,
so anyway, she loves horror stuff. So she's a horror buff. So we talked about it. Ended up she runs a horror museum out of her house. Her character in
yes.
this one.
She has like a house somewhere in L.A. and she has a weird son played by Brad Morris. Another person. We have to make sure we give Brad a cookie too. Let's give him the giant cookie.
I'm going
to
give him the big giant one?
The globe cookie. That's the size of the Earth, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll put that in the pizza box.
So Brad, he probably wins a UCB SNL Oscar for best supporting
actor. He's like
actor.
Utility improviser. Like yeah. Whenever you need somebody to fill it, Brad Morris can step in off the bench. But I want to point out one joke. Lorraine Newman's name was Gwyneth Frankenfine. So she was a woman who was named Franken. She's into horror. She married a guy named Fine. So her name is Gwyneth Frankenfine, which I find to be really dumb wordplay. And so great. So thank you, Lorraine and Brad. You guys are awesome.
That's kind of funny. Wait, what was this? What was that?
He's a kicker.
What you was know, that noise? Fellas, I can't believe I forgot to play my collection of messages that have been left on my answering machine.
Get out of town. Of like famous
absolutely.
People?
Absolutely. Yes, I've gotten some of them on the computer machine.
It just started playing out of nowhere, and I just... It's such a weird...
The
answer machine,
it's
is
wonderful.
It hooked up to your voice or something?
It's a tape recorder.
Oh.
And you can lift it off of that. I didn't do it myself. I had Bennett do it. He's very good with gadgets.
Okay. So you find people that you kind of worshipped that were in the horror game and then said, would you mind, you know, as leaving an archive of your character voice?
I wish. Really, it is other famous people that they called, and I was able to, through estate sales, get copies of them.
So you go to estate sales and find an answering machine that might have Bela Lugosi leaving a message for his horse trainer or something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I'd love to hear.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Do you have any Vincent Price?
I happen to have a Vincent Price Roddy McDowell.
What?
Yes.
Come on one voice message?
Yep.
Okay.
So it's a conversation that Roddy called?
No, Vincent called Roddy to remind him to bring something to their dinner party because Vincent was a marvelous cook. He had a cookbook.
Oof. All right, let's hear Vincent Price. Can you cue that up?
Yes.
Scott, you ready? Hold my hand. I get scared easy.
Okay.
Five,
well, let me put the boom mic over this.
Four,
just hold on to my shirt, will you?
Three.
All right, I'll hold on your shirt.
Two, one.
Roddy, it's Vincent. I'm planning on bringing over fricassee. And I wondered, what's your cream situation?
Isn't that marvelous?
Wow, that's real.
Isn't
that's
that wonderful?
Authentic. You can tell it's real.
Yes.
Because it's almost like it ends there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's like, oh, that's so
it's
real.
Very
I love that message.
I don't get it.
I guess fricassee, you need cream. I've never made a fricassee.
Okay.
I haven't either. I don't cook.
I don't know what fricassee
southern.
Is either.
Wow, sounds wow, southern.
I'm going to run downstairs and use the downstairs bathroom, okay? So I'll be right back. I'm just going to... Can you mind if I take this candle?
Oh, yes,
and
of
I'll take
course.
This.
Absolutely, you must.
See ya. Be
just
careful.
Don't fall asleep down there with a candle burning.
Oh, yeah, right. Right. I'll be right back.
Boris Karloff.
That can't be Scott.
Yeah, I just don't think right, anything
Ignore
could
it.
Happen to
I'm
him
good.
In the
You're
bathroom.
Okay? Yeah, I just literally... just heard you screaming in here.
What?
We all just heard scream too. We
but outside, not in here.
You know what? I can tell you guys are just fucking with me. I'll be downstairs.
Oh, we all think right, you're messing with us.
Yes.
Yeah. Watch the language.
Stop pranking us.
Punking. He's punking us.
Quit the
I
punkin'.
Read somewhere you have Boris Karloff complaining about a neighbor's dog.
I do.
Leaving a message to a neighbor about their mangy dog or something.
I do. Shall I cue
can
that
you dig
up?
That up? Is
I
it easy
sure
enough?
I can. Here we go.
Scott was here. Scotty, hurry up! He's playing Karloff.
Yes, this is Boris Karloff. I'm calling you from next door and wondering why it is that your terrier is pooping on my lawn, making lots of noise. Please call me back when you have a moment, Again, it's Boris Karloff, your next-door neighbor. Your dog, Mitzi, is pooping all over my lawn and making lots of noise.
That seems so
Isn't
real.
Isn't that fabulous?
That's so sweet.
Isn't
I like
that,
him.
I don't get it.
He was a dog lover, so he...
Was he?
Yeah, he wasn't
he
going
blame
to
the owner.
Blame the dog. He blamed the owner.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, you okay?
Hey.
I just heard you screaming.
Hey,
are you okay?
Scott.
No.
Did...
We just listened to Boris Karloff. Did you hear
did
the scream?
Did you already use the restroom?
I yeah. literally just... How would I get down there that fast? I just came back to make sure you're okay from the screen.
Did you use the restroom?
No, I...
He
you
never
saw me
got
just step
down
out five,
there. I think
2 seconds ago, and
you
just came
back because
back
you heard screaming in here.
Hey, Matt, I was just calling to see if you're okay. All right.
You just said that.
This is like Memento, man. What's up with you?
What?
It What's is like Memento.
You know what? I'm gonna use the restroom. I'll be right
All
back.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Check 1, 2. Check. All right. You got to put the fork down. Each ball, you fork it down, Scott, and then you make a cross, and that's how okay. you make a peanut butter yeah, cookie.
I'm gonna say fork it down when I do it.
Fork it down. Fork it down.
Can you hand me that fudge gun?
Sure. We don't need the fudge gun yet.
Okay.
Hold on.
Well, I made the fudge gun. It's all warm.
All right. Well, we'll use the fudge. We'll drizzle fudge after they're baked. We'll do a little peanut butter with fudge on it. But
Who's
these
this
are
going
for.
To?
Well, this is our greatest hits recording, as you know, and it's going to who
Sam.
Always makes it, Sam Richardson, yep. fellow Veep castmate, who joined us a couple seasons ago on UCBSL to play a character called Jajon Winfrey. We revisited him this year in 2018.
That's one thing we love to do is when someone invents like a ridiculous character, we'll bring him back and then, you know, their career and that they talked about last year will have like gone away and they'll have like a new lease on life and a different career. So in this case,
Jajon was the first time we met him. He was hopeful to be drafted in the NFL draft, but he wasn't an exceptional athlete in any way. I think he scored like 10 touchdowns in his college career over 4 years. So we watched him not get drafted. And then this year, Jajon came back because he did color correction on an obscure
foreign film.
And he thought he should have been nominated for an Oscar or a pre-Oscar, whatever that event is. And of course, he gets no respect in that world as well. So
here we are at the Oscars is on TV and a billion people watch it, but there's also like a pre-Oscars for like the technical awards. So we're
yes.
at like the technical award Oscars.
With the red carpet and stuff, and he's getting no love.
There's a lot of photographers here, Matt. I mean, a lot of photographers.
I know, let me just kind of put...
Huh. He likes microphones. And,
yeah. Maybe I try and talk to... okay. Excuse me. Yeah. No, yeah.
Is that normal to yell at the photographers?
So I'm just trying to at least catch their attention so in case they just might be missing me. Excuse me.
Man, I don't know if anybody's...
Jajon, huh?
He's saying his name to the photographers.
He's like, they can't hear me, but I know they can hear me because, like, I scream real loud in that one guy's head.
She
like,
turned her back. The woman running the red carpet kind of turned her back.
Turned her back on
the
me
more
real
you
hard.
Talked.
I'm going to try again. Excuse me.
She's physically pushing him away from
y'all
the...
Y'all got to put hands on me like that. You ain't got to do all that. I'm supposed to be here.
He is. He's...
Color
that,
correction
a little
is
rough. She was a little rude to you.
She was a little rude to me.
She was a little rude to you.
And like,
so I saw her put her hands on
she
you.
She put her hands on me. She put her finger in my mouth and hooked it.
You got hooked?
She hooked it like a fish. I'm embarrassed.
Don't make a scene here, okay?
I'm not. I'm trying not to,
okay.
But you don't put your finger in somebody's
I know,
mouth like
but there's,
that.
There's a lot of high-profile people in the color correction trade that could help your career here. Don't make a
all
scene,
all the big
Jajon.
Names of color correction are here.
Do you want to borrow my laminate?
Yes, please.
Okay, maybe
you didn't even get a laminate?
No.
You're an honored... Aren't you on the nomination list?
I'm supposed to be.
How does that happen?
Do you maybe just tell them the name of the movie you color corrected?
Okay. Excuse me. Yes.
Let's see if he knows the name of it.
It's the Czech one. It's both. I believe it translates into The Wind Wins.
The Wind Wins.
I don't know if that's a correct translation.
I don't speak Czech. So. My
she's
guess
already,
is as
she's
good
already
as
hates
yours.
You, John. She's already shoved you.
He's getting hooked again. He's getting hooked again.
Back off.
I don't know where your hand's been. You just put your hand in people's mouths like that. Who raised you?
Oh, she hooked you.
She got quick hands too. I mean, I got hands, but she got the hand past my defenses into my mouth,
she
and then
turned you around with that hook. Had you going the other way?
I know. It's completely changed my momentum 180 degrees.
A professional wide receiver was just taken off of his line.
I got strong ass legs. She turned them up underneath me.
Do you know any of these people back there in the ballroom? The Sizzler. There's like a Sizzler,
oh my
folks.
God. Hey, Tommy! Tommy's boy! Yeah, yeah!
Hey, you got your, you have a laminate?
Tommy!
You got a lot, I don't see a laminate on
it. Tommy! Okay, let me see.
Right, it's our best check short. I'm
here for best.
Do you have any credentials or anything that I could see to let you into the party here?
I got this sash, this black sash.
Uh huh.
It's right here.
What movie did you work on?
I worked on a movie.
Winning Wind?
The Wind Wins.
All right, is he with you, sir?
He's with me. Journalists, yeah. We're all together.
All right. I can let you in, but you're going to have to look after this guy.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, no also, problem. Tell her she don't put your hands in people's mouths, all right?
Let it go.
I'm just saying, I'll let it go, but you just don't do it.
Can you hand me those crossover cookies?
Oh, these are our favorite cookies.
The half peanut butter.
And the fudge gun. You get to use the fudge gun.
Okay, here we go. Put it on your head. I'm just going to knock it right off your head with this fudge gun.
Oh, dang. That's some marksmanship. Well, our next clip we'd like to introduce for our greatest hits this year is Horatio Sanz and utility member Brad Morris. We're all playing Hobos on a Train, and we were at Bro Studios in the basement with Chad Kruger, where the magic for the Horatio happens.
Two podcasts. We have our own podcast. They have their own podcast, and we blended them together for a crossover episode.
We do it every year on the UCB Comedy Network, and I always love visiting Bro Studios. And I always, Horatio's podcast is one of my favorites. I've known Horatio. I toured with Horatio. He's old school UCB. I've known him for 30 years. So it's always a delight to play with him. And Brad Morris, I mean, come on. We got to wrap these too before they get too cold. All right.
Beans are ready. Hey, can I ask you guys a real question? I know. I understand how we're going to drink and eat and stuff, but I have a real bad rash. And I was wondering, what do you guys use for a rash? Are there any homeopathic remedies? Like, can I use, an orange? Or do I have... Because I can't go to Walgreens and buy, ointment. What do you guys... you guys have any helpers? Pointers?
I heard cold dust and toothpaste sometimes does the magic.
I know toothpaste's good for burns.
Maybe an egg yolk in there.
Well, maybe. Are these things you've heard of? You just saying stuff.
Baking soda and Golden's mustard.
That's a poultice right there.
All right, I'm going to write this down.
We haven't seen you in a while, Ray. You doing all right?
I was doing too good, maybe. I did. I started driving the truck for Teamsters, and I just couldn't get up early. And so I got fired pretty quickly, but... The opportunities are out there, fellas. It's just, do you want to get on board or let it, the train pass you by?
Does anybody know where this is going? This train?
Going up to Los Alamos.
So we haven't gotten to Los Alamos yet?
No, sir.
You'll know when you start getting to Los Alamos because they're smelling like dead people from all the there's a lot of trains packed up with immigrants.
Yeah.
I'm going to a wedding.
Oh, you are? Mm-hmm. That's pretty great. And you just decided to just jump the train?
I had no other way to get here.
Who's getting married?
My daughter.
Oh, that's beautiful.
What's father-daughter dance going to be?
I have no idea. I haven't planned anything. I don't even think she knows I'm coming.
What's she into music-wise?
I don't know my daughter that well. When she was younger, she liked...
May I suggest something by Pink? I know a lot of girls are into Pink, and it's a very cool, empowering message that she has usually for girls.
We haven't spoken in a long time. I got a telegram. about this wedding. Apparently she's marrying a woman, which I'm not really cool
with.
That can
work. I hear that can work.
I'm jealous.
You're jealous because you're
I wish I were a woman marrying a woman. I can't get a woman
you can
in,
have sex
in this life. I can't
beans.
Get a woman in this life. Oh, imagine being a woman, getting to have all that, and then getting another one.
You can have seconds on beans, just so you all know.
Harry, what kind of cooking arrangement do you have back there? Are you using a sterno can, or are we burning with some wood? I don't, man. I don't care, man, because I know whatever grub you make, it's going to be pretty decent.
Thanks, man. I got a propane torch and I'm melting water bottles. That's my fuel.
Lefty, man, you're like a hero to a lot of us because you've been homeless longer than anyone.
He's not lefty anymore. He decided to become righty.
It's one of those things I'm always explaining to people, but there's other aspects of my life that I personally find interesting.
Well, it is like, which one of these things isn't like the other with you? You know, it's very natural for children and people that are maybe not
especially
experienced
kids
with that to ask you, like, what happened to you?
Roy, you have no jaw, and I never ask you about that. You have no lower jaw, and I never ask you about that.
I could tell you about it.
I've asked you several times. Was that wrong? I'm sorry.
You've asked me. I wasn't ready to answer at the time. Now I am.
You know what? For that, I'm going to give you a Clif Bar.
Well,
here you go.
Can you grind it up? Because I don't have a lower jaw from eating pussy. That's right. I get cancer from eating pussy, and my lower jaw's gone. But what if I had to do it again, would I stop eating pussy? No way. No way, Jose.
Do you still eat pussy now, or are you afraid of your upper jaw being affected?
Well, I can still eat pussy, but it's weird now. It's like, the last time I tried to eat pussy, the lady was like, it's like if I gave you half a blowjob. Oh my Jesus, have a little sympathy. I have my fucking lower jaw taken off. But now it's all good, you know. It's not the same, obviously. Sexually, you have to be a little more creative.
Probably harder to get pressure on it when you lick. You know what I mean? You have to kind of like.
Yeah, I have to have my head against the ground and have it kind of ground into the top of my head. But no complaints. I guess a couple complaints, but not too much.
Nah, you're not one for complaining.
Are we going to start calling you Righty Lefty?
You can call me whatever you want.
I think
Lefty, I prefer.
Yeah, it's just ironic now.
How so?
Because you don't have a left arm anymore.
Oh, like when they call a fat person tiny?
Exactly.
They don't ever call little guys big guy.
Sometimes with little kids that do that.
Sometimes the little kids is like, hey, big man. And this little
They'll call
kid.
A little kid in a movie aren't easy, big guy.
When was the last time you saw a movie?
Oh, it's an RBG. Snuck in. Lamley 7-0. I was trash digging. The back door was open.
God.
Chipotle right there. For one burrito.
So you go to a movie and then you have a burrito there and it's all like you just walking through the back there, and usually if you move a couple kids around they think that you're working there, so that's what I do. And then you just watch the movies from behind. Behind
so it was
the
all
screen.
The opposite?
Yeah, it's all opposite.
Did you use a mirror and look in the mirror so it was flipped back the right way?
Well, I did. I used my flask.
You're
I looked at the flask
like
backwards.
The you're kind of like the fan
oh,
of the movie.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Guys, I got to jump off, but I'm actually scared, but this is my stop. So I'm going to ask you, will you, instead of making me jump, because I have trouble making a decision, will you throw me off?
Oh, definitely. We'll kick you.
All right, red count three.
You know, I changed. I don't know if I'm not ready.
One.
Wait, hold on a second. Let's see. If we're going to throw him off the train.
Right before the bridge. Hurry up.
He hits the ground. He's going to, the ground's not moving at all, and you're going to be moving about 35 miles an hour.
You got about 10 seconds.
So let's kick him back. Let's kick him back.
Hand me those Clif Bars. Hand me those Clif Bars, will you?
Get it. Go.
Give me my Clif Bars.
Get off.
Give me my Clif Bars.
There you go. There you go, man. Have a good day.
Get off. Get off the train.
Oh.
Did damn it.
Damn, I don't know if he's going to make it.
He had to ask about Cliff Bars at the end there. That was all the difference.
It did mess up the momentum because we kicked him, and right when we were kicking him, he's like, give me the Cliff Bars, and I didn't get a good foot on his butt, and he kind of just flipped over on his side and right on the tracks. Well, if the daughter's out there, hope she knows how much he loved her, but he wanted to make it right.
This is like a long-distance dedication.
Go on, Lefty.
On Casey Kasem.
Well, you don't have to do like a Casey Kasem impression. You just
I'm do your own thing. I'm going to Casey Kasem. Beans are done.
Beans are done, everybody.
Beans are done.
Beans are done.
Beans are done.
Oh, my God. Are you playing Pink?
Yeah.
Beautiful song.
Yeah, I like her message.
All right, let's start sucking each other's dicks.
Taffy.
Taffy.
We're making taffy. Then you twist it,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll cut it, and we'll wrap it into wax paper.
And
we'll
press it against the wall like this?
You can press it, yeah. Okay. But make sure you stay on the wax paper. Don't put it on the actual brick.
Oops.
All right, we're going to throw that out and start over. All right. Well, anyways, it's for our favorite guest, one of our favorite guests this year, Dhruv Singh and Ali Gandor. You remember their bit?
Yeah, I was not there this day.
Yes, you were probably working on your dice show or something.
Yeah, like I probably
Scott
like a really
was producing
big job,
and writing,
executive producing.
Yeah,
and creating,
pasting it together, holding it together at all costs.
Yeah,
living the dream. Anyway, well, they played these two card sharks who were at Vegas counting cards, and it evolved into, like we like to do, second beat, third beat. The third beat was they were just stealing hotel fixtures in Vegas, so they were just ripping
like the
off
faucet
the
and
faucet
the,
and stuff. Yeah. And their names were so dumb. It was Denton Eubank and Harry Kathmandu. And they're so funny.
I'm writing this. Should I send it to Kathmandu? I'm sending this right now.
No. Send it to the real people.
Oh.
Dhruv and Ali.
Okay.
But they're aggressively stupid, and which is always my favorite kind of comedy. So thanks, boys. And keep an eye out for your taffy this year. Keep it refrigerated in the tin.
All right, gentlemen. I got your new key card. It's just in my pocket saying, a bunch of pens I gotta get around here. So, let's see. All right, I think that's it. There we go, gentlemen. I'm just gonna take you inside here. Just if you could prove that this is your room, anything in the room, we'll just open it up here.
You should probably be quiet. Don't wake the guy.
Sure, prove that it's our room?
Prove that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just anything.
If you walk in there, you'll
luggage.
See a lava lamp about 2 feet tall with a bunch of purple and green lava blobs floating around in it.
The TV will be put on a home video of a 7-year-old girl's soccer game.
There'll be an upside-down chair.
Well, these are very specific. I mean, I'll open the door.
Two of the pillows will be hanging on the wall. By a nail.
Okay, looks like none of those things are true, but...
Oh, fuck!
So now we knock out the security guard.
Oh,
got
fuck! That's battery,
put,
man!
Put your boot on his neck.
That's fucked up.
Hey, put your boot on his neck.
Put your boot on his
that's
neck.
That's fucked up, man.
Get him
I'm gonna get a pillow.
Get him out.
I'm gonna get a pillow.
Get him out.
Go to sleep.
Oh, fuck.
Go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep,
little baby.
Stop it.
Go to sleep.
I'm dragging this guy out.
Now we scour the room, all right?
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
What is fucked up? See, we distract him with a bunch of details.
You beat on him. That guy's probably somebody's dad.
You
the fuck,
I'm somebody's dad in this scenario. You're my sons,
you
okay?
You don't have to beat him up. Just have a better plan. The fuck? Where's this guy with the money? I'm going to get out of here now.
All right, let's scour through. Scout. Come on, Denton. I'm going to go for the closet.
What if the fucking guy comes home?
That's why I'm going straight to the bathroom.
Hurry the fuck up.
There's nothing under the drawers. All right, come with me into the bathroom.
All right, hurry up.
Now look at this here. Perfectly good shower.
Right?
Take a look at that faucet, too.
Okay.
And you see this shower head, how luxurious it is? That's got to be worth something.
They
We're
going to
start unscrewing this shower head.
What? What? Fixtures?
Yes.
Your fixture thieves?
That's gotta be.
Hotel fixture thieves?
Oh, yes.
They probably bought 60 a floor and paid $20 each.
Well, we won't know until we get market value.
But aren't you gonna keep looking for the booty,
the real
kitty bag?
Well, think about it this way, okay? when you go for a baby,
don't you're thinking tell me the about tickling.
What?
Are you going to tell me about tickling again?
Well, I spoiled the spoiler alert. Can't just jump to the end of a baby. Okay, get the remote, take the batteries out. We're going to need those. Hello, occupant.
Hello, this is the front desk. We've had a report of some recent thieves stealing fixtures, and we just wanted to give you guys a heads up in your room there, just to be careful on the lookout when you go into the hallways.
What kind of fixtures are the most valuable, would you say, that they're stealing?
Oh, well, all of our fixtures are very valuable, particularly the ones on the dresser drawers. Those are very, very fine Art Deco pieces.
We will absolutely be on the lookout. And can I also ask, we had room service earlier, and we are missing the top thing that covers the food. Could you bring up a couple more of those?
Oh, yes, those top things are very valuable. We pride ourselves.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We'll definitely send those up for you.
Great, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
You guys are morons. You're absolute morons.
All right, get those batteries for me. Okay, so I've got this little Duracell checker that shows how much charge is on each of them. Will you go ahead and see if it's over 60%, we're taking these.
Yeah, it says 64% juice.
Great, put those in the bag. We're keeping those batteries.
You're not worried that that guy's going to come back here?
He might, actually. Yeah, maybe he will. And if he does, looks like the hen has come home to roost.
All right, I'm going to quickly grab and go through the mini bar before he gets here.
Great. I'm going to put some adult cable on.
I'm going to drink a little vodka.
What's your poison here with the adult premium channel, sir?
I'll watch anything. I never watch Stars. I've been thinking about checking Stars out.
Something more expensive. We got the whole shit.
Oh, like a movie?
Here.
First run. Anything in the theaters. I haven't seen the...
I'm going to put on some pornography.
Oh. All right.
I'll be taking a shower without the force faucet head.
Do me a favor. Log into that computer.
Getting water everywhere. You're literally spraying water. I'm off.
So we're going to send out three tins of fudge. One is for Anosh.
Yeah.
Our kick-ass producer, Anosh.
He works so hard, and he makes us sound so good, and the sound design and stuff is really funny.
And hops in as an actor, an improviser, throws ideas out. Designed our studio, by the way. If you haven't been to the luxurious UCB Sports and Leisure Studios, it's going to blow you away.
Yeah, it's located at Times Square.
Well, the East Coast is in Times Square, and the West Coast is at UCB Sunset. Yeah, but and then the other two tins of fudge are for Matt Apodaca and Edgar Montplaisir, who made both Volume 1 and 2 of our greatest hits. That guy's on fire this year.
Is this a world record, a Guinness World Record?
No, we've had other people hit a couple of greatest hits, but these guys were on fire. They were playing, Matt was playing a young skateboarder. And Edgar was playing like a full of himself designer of clothes that was making the kid wear them while he did tricks and basically exploiting him, which was very funny. I think it ended up one of them was managing a restaurant at the end of the journey.
Here, hand me a stamp.
Oh, yeah. We got to get that stamps.com because licking all these stamps.
As an advertiser or actual stamp?
No, just have the machine that prints it up. You can print up postage on your printer.
We got to get a printer then.
Because my tongue tastes like that. Postal glue.
What am I supposed to do?
Come on, we gotta give them their smash mouth.
Can't you just model it behind the merch table later?
Am I a model or a skateboarder, Lance? Ask him.
Is he a model or is he a skateboarder?
He's a skateboarder.
I had to skateboard, don't
but
I?
But don't do it with the clothes.
Hey, it's okay. Hey, you didn't try on that shirt. How about you try on that shirt?
I am gonna try this shirt on. It's a tight...
A little bit of
tight.
A
tight. You make it tight
through a little bit.
Yeah.
Breathe in. Take a deep breath.
Whew, it's like a Spanx kind of feel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Feel that blood flow?
Yeah, it's popping my upper body. There's pressure in my neck now because of this shirt.
That's the relief that's coming in.
It's like compression hose for people with like high blood pressure or something.
Mm-hmm. My grandfather had high blood pressure.
Yeah. Okay. Can he not do this?
It's all good. It's all good. Hey.
Okay.
This is the last one you have to do.
Okay.
Tango, tango. Oxnard, Oxnard.
Whoa.
Tango, tango. Oxnard.
That's like...
Understood.
That sounds like four passes up and down the happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's half happy. We called it a happy.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. It's a real simple one. It's a real chill one.
But he's basically going to know. He was going out there to basically throw one Trixie. Now he's going to throw four Trixies.
He's going to throw four Trixies, and he's going to try to land a fifth one midair. But it'll be fine. I think it'll be fine.
They just called your name, man. The fuck? Okay?
Oh, my God.
Threw up on yourself.
Oh my God.
That's like something I do though. Like I just throw up. That's like not that crazy. I was spinning around
a lot. What's
wrong
with your
nose? It's like, I mean, yeah, I landed on it. It's in a different spot basically, but it's there. I don't like the way everyone's acting as far as like the way I'm hurt, because I'm still me no matter what.
Shutdown sequence.
Oh, that's some Westworld shit. That is some Westworld shit.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. Hey, listen, I think you're right. I think we should get him to a hospital. I've gone ahead and called Sarah, and she's going to take
She's not a hospital.
No, she's not.
Nor a doctor.
But she's going to take him to the hospital. I think it'll be a little bit easier. I think Sarah's going to go ahead and take care of it. Sarah?
Hey, Lance. I'm just going to use the decommission protocol here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Just going to shut down.
Hey, I'm going to film this just so you know.
Hey, remember, Sarah's very afraid of cameras.
Please,
okay?
Please, I have a phobia, sir.
Would you give
about
someone
cameras
who is allergic to penicillin penicillin?
I want to wait till the real ambulance comes. That's all I want.
If that has a CCD chip in it, I could die.
Don't
okay?
worry about it. He's wearing Please. The shirt.
I don't know what a CCD chip is.
He's wearing the shirt. Shirt Titan.
Oh, fuck!
Oh, fuck! Listen to me.
Oh, fuck!
Listen to me.
What?
Do you like your neck?
Yeah.
So you're going to delete the video?
I can't breathe. Yeah, I'm deleting the video.
Great.
I'm deleting the video.
Shirt loosened.
Voice command activewear. That's genius.
Yeah, that's the coffee cake. The coffee cake goes to Dan Van Kirk.
Dan Van Kirk.
I'll wrap it. Dan Van Kirk, another old school friend of the pod.
Home run hitter.
Yeah, great impressionist.
Yeah.
Stalwart of the podcast world. Great stand-up comedian. And big fan of our show for
some
reason.
Great improviser.
Great improviser.
We're basically introducing everyone as great fans of our show.
I'm assuming if they show up, they like our show.
Sure, sure.
But Dan, this year... played Ricky Butters, who is a professional bago player.
Bags player?
Or cornhole.
Cornhole.
The Midwest game where you throw bean bags and you slide it through a hole. Had like an ESPN championship that Dan went and did a deep dive on. He said
we were inspired by what he was watching on TV the day before.
Yeah.
And he's at a wedding?
Yeah. The last beat, I think, is his daughter married a rival bags player. So he's sort of standing outside the wedding playing bags and deciding if he's going to go in or not.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, sweetheart.
Scottie Pippen.
She's got, what is that?
They're number third. She's going for three and 3-3. It's a Scottie Pippen. It's her third toss. She's going for three. It's a 3-3. You know what Scottie Pippen is?
Yahtzee!
Oh, wow. That's a hell of a shot, Stacy. Hell of a shot.
Okay, so I got to put this in.
Without knocking mine in.
To wash it out and not walk yours in. You got three in and one on, and I got two in and one on.
Yeah. And if you don't do that, you're going to participate in the celebration. You're going to go in, bite your lip, and you're going to watch your daughter get married.
First dance, Daddy.
Or I could win.
First dance.
Or I could win, and I stay out here, and whoever wants to come out and have a smoke can come say hi to RB.
I'm going to try to jinx you, because I want you to go in there. Suck it. Suck it, Ricky.
I threw it behind me.
It went in. It went in the other hole.
It didn't go in the one on my end. I didn't throw to that other one.
Aw, Daddy. Aww. But you stepped on the chalk. That didn't count.
Good.
That's fine. That's his toss.
I know, but he has to redo it.
No, it's not a redo. He loses his toss.
It was really sweet, but I'm just saying you stepped on the line.
Do you want me to redo it?
Is that a redo?
You're going to call me out like that?
No, come here, Daddy.
What are the rules?
I love you.
If you cross the line...
It's honor system, so if she thinks I did it by accident, she can allow me to go again. If she thinks I did it on purpose because maybe I care about my daughter and I'm willing to spend the next remaining years of my life fighting with my piece of shit son-in-law, I'd do that for her.
That's a good sport to play, though, isn't it?
I mean, it's friendly.
It is the friendliest game.
Yeah, and today, dare I say, the familiest game.
Wow, that's poetic.
I like that.
Good for one, everyone.
Come on, Danny. Jump in my arms. I'm going to carry you in. And Matt, bring me my dress.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I got it. Coming this way.
Whew, Scotty, we did it. Happy holidays.
We did both greatest hits. Finished everything.
It's embarrassing to have so many greatest hits that you have to put out two volumes.
Like, that's how great our hits are.
I think it happened last year, too. I think we had so many greatest hits. We had to make a second version.
Anyway, it was super cool for everyone to come in here. So many talented people came in and gave their time and played with us. It was great.
Yeah, we love doing the show. I love doing the show with you, Scott. It's been so fun this year.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, everyone here at UCB. Thank you, Anosh McAdam, our studio engineer, producer.
And Cody Ziegler.
Cody Ziegler, your thoughts live in the DNA of the show. And we appreciate all you fans who care about the show. We love doing it, so reach out to us or just keep enjoying. And we have a little bonus track, don't we, Scott, at the end of this?
Many of you probably know we're big Chicago Bears fans, and Matt had a hookup, and we went to the Football Hall of Fame in Cleveland. Is it Cleveland?
Canton, Ohio. Yeah.
And we flew out there. We ended up interviewing for real Jim McMahon, who is the Punky QB from the 85 Bears. And this is not a joke. I know sometimes we have people play famous people, but this is actually Jim McMahon.
Yeah, we got to spend an evening with Jim McMahon, and he smoked a lot of weed in front of us, and it was super funny and super interesting. And this is just a clip of us meeting one of our childhood heroes. Enjoy. All right, I'll start with straight-up trivia, Jim. Name these three famous golf course holes where they're from. Amen Corner, the Bear Trap, Horrible Horseshoe.
Well, Amen Corner is Augusta.
All right.
See?
Good enough.
What was the other one?
That's good enough for a pizza.
That's good enough. No, that's just one question,
oh, sorry.
Scott. That's
I didn't
just
know
one
the rules.
Question.
I don't I'm know, a pizza right here.
I don't know. The Bear Trap's that's in Florida, isn't it?
I think so. Next one. Which of these men are not a sports trophy? Are not a sports trophy? Larry O'Brien, Vince Lombardi, or Milton Bradley?
You got to be old Uncle Milty.
Milty, very good. All right, you're doing great.
Did you go to the White House for the later reception? How was that?
Well, it was the shuttle. Yeah. It was the shuttle blew up, right?
Right,
right.
Yeah. How was that? So fun?
I'd gone with the Packers before I went with the Bears.
So you got a ring with the Packers.
And you wore the Bears jersey?
I wore my Bears jersey.
Yeah.
Fucking Bill Clinton. He's like, why are you wearing that? I go, well, we didn't get to come when we won the Super Bowl. Why not? I said, well, that space shuttle blew up. Remember that? Oh, yeah, I remember that. I said, I'd already done that whole, White House tour and shit. So when the Bears go,
yeah,
we're sitting out in the... They got a bar set up and
this is with Obama.
Tables for lunch. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then they're going to take everybody on the tour. I'm like, fuck that. Let's open the bar. And he said, no, not till the tour's over. You guys got to go on. I said, no, I've already done that. So I look at Dick. I go, dude, get the fucking bar open. He said, yeah, let's get this open. So him and I, we just sat there and drank for an hour.
While the guys were touring.
Did the tour. I kept telling the Secret Service guys, hey man, let me in the Lincoln bedroom for 10 minutes. He's like, no, you can't go in there. And then I said, well, let me up on the roof. I said, I heard Willie Nelson smoked a joint up there. I want to do it too. No, you can't go up there.
That's funny. Well, talking about painkillers, marijuana has been proven to be an excellent way to treat pain, inflammation. It's less addictive. It's cost effective. It's eco-friendly. Do you have any?
It's easier on your body.
It's easier on your body.
We're supposed to be using this plant. We have an endocannabinoid system in our bodies. Why is that there if we're not supposed to be using this plant?
Meaning we're built with something that metabolizes marijuana.
We have receptors in our brains for this plant. Yeah. And it does wonders. I mean, I've been enjoying it for 44 years.
Yeah.
Long before they said it was legal.
And, it's legal now where you live, right?
And we were just talking. I speak with a Harvard-trained doctor, Dr. Uma, at these cannabis conventions. And she says it's the best thing on the planet for everybody. Everybody should be using some form of this, either the CBDs or the THC, whatever your pain level is. But we have a system in our bodies for it. We're supposed to be using it. And
especially with the way they can administer. You can do a vapor. You can do an edible.
There's so many different ways to.
No one's gotten lung cancer from smoking joints.
Nobody's ever died from it.
Yeah.
You cannot overdose from cannabis.
Yeah.
You get to a point, you can only get so high. You can't get any higher.
Yeah.
No matter how much you smoke.
As opposed to the pills, which are really dangerous.
And nobody gets in a bar fight from smoking too much weed. People tend to be very loving when they're super high.
But what's crazy is you're supposedly not able to own a weapon if you have a cannabis card, which is...
Is that right in Arizona?
Meanwhile, any place, I think.
Really?
Did you guys have headsets? Could you hear?
Oh, yeah.
You had headsets? Okay, yeah. Because I feel like you...
I would hear a lot of things in my head.
Yeah, you're always changing plays. You're so good at, like...
Well, as I was walking to the line of scrimmage,
yeah.
They're supposed to cut that thing off at, like, 10 or 15 seconds before the snap, right?
Uh-huh.
But a lot of times they leave it on too long, and Mike could be MFing me in my ear the whole time because
you can't talk back.
He knew I didn't call what he had just sent in. So, yeah, I had a lot of headaches after games. Him screaming in my ear.
And how do you resolve that? Is it just results? Like, obviously, you're disregarding.
If it works, what can you do?
What's he gonna say?
And if it doesn't, I'll say, hey, my fault.
Did he accept that? Because
he would. I remember my rookie year, he'd send in tight ends with plays every time.
Uh-huh.
And he sent in this one guy, I remember. And from the 20 yards he went from the sideline to the huddle, he'd forgot to play. So I said, what's the play? He goes, oh, shit, I forgot. So I didn't want to burn a timeout. I just called a play, right?
Yeah.
Second down, whatever. So I called a play, and all of a sudden, Dicka burns a timeout. He starts yelling at me. And he says, what the hell play did I send in here? I don't know. Ask Fish. He forgot it. So early on, I was like, God, I don't really need this.
Yeah.
I'd rather call every play from the line of scrimmage. Very simple.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.